This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Mikey on Joy.
Hey, Tom, I promise that there'll be no more maths content. If you don't know what maths is, married at first sight.
Oh, I hate maths. You know, I can't do subtraction. I'm no good at times tables. Maths, what are we talking about, maths?
We're talking about married at first sight.
Oh, the bane of society.
I know you hate it, but I'm breaking my promise today because I think you'll enjoy this because we get to make fun of the stars today. And that's kind of your thing. That was your whole stint for 8 years or however long you were on Gogglebox for,
right? But I got in trouble once.
Oh, you got in trouble a lot of the time.
No, from these people on maths. Some guy was a dancer and he got kicked out. And I said to him at a party, he was dancing for the girls. And I said, you're still single, mate, aren't you? And I go, do not dance like a stripper for a girl. He did it. This all went and married at first sight. He came out and did this strip dance and he wondered why he couldn't get a date. And I had to explain to him, sir, when you want to dance with a lady, you walk up, may I dance, you put your hand at her lower back, you know, don't go too far down.
And such a gentleman you are,
Thomas. I was trying to explain to him, and he goes, oh, no, mate, I really dance really good. And I turned to him and said, you're still single, aren't you? And he goes, yeah. And I go, well, there you go. Yeah.
Whoa. I wonder why he was mad at you, Tom.
Then 10 minutes later, the badger had a go at me.
Then why the badge?
Because I called him names on TV and he didn't like it. Yeah.
Why do I prepare content when you've just got these stories coming out the wahoo? What did the badger say to you, Tom?
He told me to F off in a nice, palatable way. And then he did it in front of multiple people. And then I turned to him and said, it's all right, sweetheart. You're unemployed and I've got 3 Logies. Let's see who's still here in a year's time.
Oh, my Lord.
And then he stopped and there was that moment I thought, Thomas is about to get punched for the first time in his life. He's a big man. He's a unit.
He was a rugby player, Tom.
Well, I don't care whether he played hopscotch. I'm just saying he was a big unit. Yeah. Right. I mean, from the distance with that curly hair, he looks like Humphrey B. Baird. But when you get closer, yeah.
Thomas, you wouldn't know this name, but Tamara Joy, who was on Australia's most recent season of Maths. And
didn't watch it.
I know you didn't, Tom. Just let me get
it. Right, get there.
And New Zealand Maths contestant Samuel Levi sent an email to a travel company recently. And the email was just fraught with spelling mistakes. Like left, right, center. It was atrocious. In addition to this, they also made an error in the big selling point of the two of them because they were trying to sell themselves to get free tickets, you see. And they said they had a combined reach of about 250,000 plus followers on Instagram, when in reality, they only have 225,000, which I know it's only 25,000, but still, they're false advertising.
Sweetheart, we're talking about a man called Levi here. I'm telling you, he exaggerates everything. You check out his Tinder profile and it'll all be exaggeration.
Okay. Yeah. I'd like to see his Tinder profile. Tom, maybe you can swipe right for me.
Oh, hello. Hello, Mikey.
So, anywho, in the email, they asked for free flights to travel.
To where?
Anywhere they want. They want to go across Australia because Samuel Levi's from New Zealand. So he wanted to travel and they asked in this terrible written letter, like really atrocious, Tom. So I had a question for you. Is that a part of influencing? Would you ask yourself for a free holiday? No.
No. I mean, people are always, when we're on TV, every day someone was sending us an email. Hello, I'd like to give you this. Hello, I'd like to give you that. But we used to say no. It's terrible.
Why, you feel like you're selling out or
something? I'm not going to name names, but there is a certain Gogglebox-er that her and I got into a very big fight in Sydney because we'd all got off the plane and we're getting a taxi and she demanded the taxi driver give us a free trip because we're on TV.
Whoa.
Then we got to the hotel. Then she demanded the hotel people should give us free because we're famous. The poor people behind the counter who'd probably only been in the country for like 6 months, you know, like not the best thing, had no idea. She goes behind the counter, Googles up Gogglebox to show them us and said, see. So I grabbed her and said, sweetheart, calm the farm, you know, like calm. And I said, that guy in a taxi probably earned $2. $2 is what he made on that trip, and you're going to harass him for freebies. So I think it's, 18 months, and we still don't talk to each other.
Good riddance.
We ran into to each other at a party the other week, and I walked up to somebody, and she was there, and she ignored me. And I said, hello, sweetheart. You know, it's called manners. We say hello to each other, and she goes, hi. And I go, now we give fake air kisses. You know, it's all fake. It's TV, darling. Made her look like a dill.
I would love, Tom, for you to come hungover every single show, because we've just got the absolute scoop, haven't we?
I must admit, me and Wayne stopped yesterday in between our police academy and I had to go and do something else. I deliberately took Wayne to a restaurant in St Kilda that was right next to a shop that I wanted a new jacket in. So we went in there. I got two jackets, half price.
Hey, there you go. Well, Tom, coming after nervous...
But that had nothing to do because I was on TV. That was because of what I did in the change rooms. But that's another question. Let's move on.
We recently just talked about how two Married at First Sight contestants emailed a travel company asking for free tickets.
They do it all the time. I've seen it. They ring up restaurants, hotels. They say, hello, don't you know who I am?
Ridiculous. The entitlement for the
people. Because we used to see them all the time at a party and they all come up and go, oh, don't you know me? You said this about me. And I look down and I go, oh, sweetheart, I've seen 1,000 of you either try to cook, build a house, find a wife, get dumped. I go, you all look the same to me.
Yeah. Well, Tom, you had a very firm stance on this. You said you would not take free things from companies or wouldn't ask for them either.
No.
But I've got an offer for you that you might not be able to refuse. Call me the godfather, if you will.
Are you offering your virginity
no,
over?
No, Thomas, that's never going to happen.
Oh, my.
You remain way too hopeful.
Do you know what? You're going for the priesthood.
Yeah. Why am I? Oh, I tell you these things in private. Tom, as you know, these days, people are more willing than ever to share every aspect of their life. Some YouTubers vlog every day, people go to Big Brother house, and some people even watch TV on their couches for a living. Isn't that wild?
Who the hell would do that shit?
But the ultimate new experience has been offered to the people by a popular erotica website, YouPorn. Sorry to the kids in the cars. And they're giving you the chance to propose to your partner by putting your proposal on the front page of the website for an entire 24 hours.
So the proposal will be on there?
Yeah, so you can film a video of you saying to your partner.
But what's this got to do with porn?
There's nothing to do with porn. I don't understand why they're doing it, to be honest. Maybe it's some kink thing. So maybe just people like that romance.
So they want you... Okay, no, you porn. That's excellent. I'm not a member of that. Won't surprise you.
Yeah. That's probably the first one.
Oh, hang on. It's an English porn.
Yeah.
No, it's occasionally I do like to look at porn with people missing front teeth, you know, bad teeth. G'day, governor.
Yeah. Oh, God, I'm not going down that rabbit hole with you. We'll do that on another occasion. But all you have to do is write in telling them why you'd want to do it. My question to you, Thomas, is do you still hold strong on your stance or would you sell yourself to the devil and propose to Wayne on the website?
I definitely wouldn't propose on a website, but me during porn? I mean, I was a single parent. It's a very expensive.
Tom, you've been to the UK before, have you not?
Oh, I have there, governor.
Yeah. In it, bruv. Yeah. How was it then, Met? That was not English.
Do you know what? I was so excited. We got off the plane and all I wanted to do was go to an old English pub. You know, like you see on EastEnders.
Yeah, yeah.
And I want to walk in there and they're saying, okay, governor, like a pint, you know?
A pint of lager, innit? Yeah.
But the problem is we went to 10 places... Like 10 different pubs. Every pub either had an Australian or a New Zealand bartender.
G'day, of course.
G'day, mate. And I was like, what the hell? Like, do any Poms work in this place? Yeah.
It's like how we have the cafe next door and we have all the Frenchies.
Yeah, but they're hot.
we produce some attractive people, don't we?
Oh, yeah, but I don't want to be served in a pub by an Aussie.
Okay, I want
the good old, you know... Yeah, the lady in her curlers, in an apron, hanging under the bar.
Well, I'm glad you're complaining about your experience there, Tom, because backpackers are complaining about their experience here with the cold climate and the farm jobs they've worked. There's a whinger named Maria Shaw. I don't want to call her a whinger. She was a human from the UK who wrote a lengthy post on a popular backpacker Facebook page. It was about her disappointing... She had 47 days in Australia, and she was disappointed with it, saying her really high expectations hadn't been met.
But, how could she not be impressed? We've got the best beaches in the world.
It's true.
I mean, why would you be... What is there to complain about?
Well, mostly it's her fault if I have to really criticise her. She's come in winter and she's expected to have a warm holiday.
Listen, I went to England in summer and I had to still wear a jacket. You stand out there and it's like warm for about 3 minutes and then it's cold.
That's what I get confused about. How can she complain when it's cold? But I don't want to bash her too much because... The public have gone at her throat saying, if you don't like this place, then something is wrong with you. Just leave and go somewhere else. If you aren't enjoying yourself, then you should probably leave. A classic F off if you don't like it mentality.
Yeah.
My question with this is that bad for us to be so defensive or should we take her criticism on board?
So what, she criticised because of the weather?
It was cold,
sweetheart, it's called Australia. We're not God. This ain't heaven. We don't control the weather.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Like anything in the world, that just comes at us.
But she said that She didn't meet as many people as she wanted to. She said she only stayed at one backpackers.
Because no one likes a whinge and pom. I mean, I've sat at plenty of bars and I'll move tables when you hear a whinge and pom. Mikey, I have figured out why you get your hair cut so often.
What's this conspiracy? Don't tell me.
You're trying to check for horns.
I heard about that. The horns. The horns. Millennials.
The younger generation seems to be developing horns on the back of their skulls, and this is due to extended use of technologies like smartphones and tablets.
Oh, gross. Oh,
God. This actually sounds real.
It's real. It shows the horn coming out. Two Australian researchers have made the discovery who examined hundreds of x-rays of people between 18 and 30, finding that almost half had developed a 10 to 30 metre bony lump.
Metre? Let's reread that one, Thomas. Are you sure it's a metre?
10 to 30 millimetres.
Oh, there we go. Metres are a bit different.
Millimetres, yeah.
My horns are sticking out.
I think I'd know if I had horns by now, hey.
Well, you know what? Sometimes you don't see that horn if it was that because of your dower's jump, like hump.
Do they
30 metres is longer than
do they protrude from the neck, like out of the skin, or is it just a lump underneath the skin?
Well, it's a horn-like skull growth. It raises concern. So it's coming out from like the base of your skull, and it's like sticking out, like a little.
I'm going to come around to your side of the. I want you to check.
So you're going to check me. Could you take the microphone because I'm going to check this man for a horn.
Oh, you're coming around to me. Okay.
All right. He's coming.
I'm going around. Yeah.
Turn this one on.
I'm feeling for the horn. Oh, I need to wash my hands. Hang on.
He's feeling
for
the horn.
I can see something here.
You can't.
Hang on.
He's looking. He makes it look like he's scared.
Six. He's got a tattoo on the back.
No, if it was Mikey, it'd be three.
I was genuinely scared that I'd have an actual set of horns in the back of my head, Thomas.
That's three sixes.
There's no 666 on my head unless you've gone to my bedroom last night and drawn them on my head.
I tell you what, it's the only six thing you've got going on your body. Everything else was like 2.5 inches.
Tom makes jokes as he walks away from the microphone. Thanks for that one, Thomas.
Yeah, but I was insulting your size of your penis. I didn't want to do it on air. Yeah.
So, in short,
the crickets.
In short, I don't have horns. Is that correct? So I was a bit nervous.
No, I did. I had to rub up the feel of your spine. I couldn't see it. But that is pretty scary.
Yeah.
That changing bone structure. I mean, that's changing bone structure.
Yeah, that's like real weird Darwin's theory playing into that.
And what are you going to do when you go to the movies and you got to sit back and lean your head against the back and you got a horn protruding out of you?
I get it. When you already told me about this, I was ready to get it operated on. I'm scared. I get nervous about these things.
I like the idea of children having it because, you know, when you've got children, Jess. You know when they try to run from you? Sometimes they think, wouldn't it be good if they had a handle that you could just grab? You know, I'm sick of
I'm going to grab my daughter by the horns.
Yeah. That's what I mean.
Don't grab the bull by the horn. Grab your daughter.
I'm telling you.
You just got to grab your child by the horn sometime.
I've lived on a farm and it's a very way to get the sheep around is you lead her by the horns. And it works. Yeah.
God. Oh, God. Thumb thing and the wrist thing's a real thing. So
what's a thumb thing and a wrist thing?
The thumb muscle is getting too, like, and the millennials and stuff. Like,
it's getting strong.
And they're getting so much, like, what is that one? Where
RSI?
It's yes, that one.
How come you made a symbol as
I was trying to say the one that you used to get from that one, but now it's this one, so it's the thumbsies.
By that one, she means masturbation, ladies and gentlemen. Let's not beat around the bush here.
or maybe beat around the bush.
Maybe let's beat it.
Guys, get to the water cooler. It's time for bloody chatter around the water cooler.
I'm running. Hey, coming over.
Hey, Tom, actress and author Bella Thorne has said she took her power back from a hacker who threatened to leak nude photos of her by posting the topless pics herself on her own Twitter account.
Shit, that pisses me off because I've been sending nude photos to those hackers for years and no one yet has leaked one.
Okay, so the new reboot of the Men in Black films is open to a franchise low of just $28 million.
Mm. Well, I can believe that because no one wants to watch a movie about Men in Black. We want to see Men in Mesh Thongs.
Oh, you're nasty.
According to royal rumours, one very senior member of the royal family has reportedly taken to calling Meghan Markle the degree wife because she'll only last 3 years.
Well, shade, who knew Lizzie was such a bitch?
And finally, Carrie Bickmore is furious, calling her radio co-host Tommy Little and her crew the most horrible people I have ever met after a prank in London, which led her to believe she was interviewing Sir Elton John, but it turned out to be Ray, a world-renowned Elton John impersonator. What a stitch-up.
Well, Mikey, now might be a good time to tell you that our last guest here, the well-renowned Taylor Henderson, is not really Taylor Henderson, but impersonator.
Oh, no. Maybe the real one will actually like me.
Wake up with Tom and Mikey, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.